Today is the 11th day of July. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you today as we come to the end of another week. So we mark the beginnings and endings, and so here we are at the ending. Just a week ago, we were standing at the beginning of this week. Nothing had happened, and we set our intentions and determined to be aware of ourselves and the impact. Here we are now, reflecting the highs and lows, the peaks and valleys, the victories, the challenges. We probably had some of both. I had some of both. Some challenges that... Well, repair, you know, repair is the word of the year. And so this is life, is kind of learning, kind of being aware, catching ourselves in our patterns. So take some time today as we end the week to do just that. It's a practice that if we do this, we do become clear on ourselves and on the things that we have control over changing. So welcome to the end of another week. Welcome to the next step forward. We're in the book of First Chronicles. Today we will read chapter 11, verse 1 through 12, verse 18. All Israel gathered to David at Hebron to say, "Look, we are your flesh and blood. Previously, when Saul was king, you led Israel out to battle and back again. Besides, the Lord your God said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and be leader over my people Israel.'" All the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron. David made a covenant with them there in the presence of the Lord. They anointed David king over Israel according to the word of the Lord from Samuel. David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, that is, Jebus. The Jebusites were living in that part of the land. Those living in Jebus said to David, "You will not get in here." Nevertheless, David captured the stronghold of Zion, which became the city of David. David had said, "Whoever attacks the Jebusites first will become the head and commander." Joab, son of Zeruiah, went up first and became the head. David lived in the stronghold. That is why it is called the City of David. He built up the city all around the stronghold, from the Milo to the surrounding walls. Joab repaired the rest of the city. David became greater and greater because the Lord of armies was with him. These are the leaders of David's elite warriors who built up support for his kingdom throughout all Israel in order to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. This is the record of David's elite warriors. Jashobeam, son of Hakmoni, head of the 30, wielded his spear against 300 who were killed at one time. After him came Eleazar, son of Dodo, the Aoite. He was in the group of three elite warriors. He was with David at Pasdamim, where there was a plot of land full of barley, when the Philistines were gathered there for battle. The people had been fleeing from the Philistines, but they took their stand in the middle of that plot of land. They defended it and killed the Philistines. The Lord rescued them with a great victory. Three of the 30 leaders went down to David at the rock by the cave of Adullam. The army of the Philistines was camping in the valley of Rephaim. While David was in the stronghold, the garrison of Philistines was in Bethlehem. David expressed this desire, "Who will give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem inside the gate?" The three broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water from the well of Bethlehem inside the gate. They took it and brought it to David. However, David was not willing to drink it. Instead, he poured it out to the Lord. He said, "I should be cursed by God if I did that. Shall I drink the blood of these men?" They risked their lives to bring it to me. He was not willing to drink it. The three elite warriors carried out these actions. Abishai, the brother of Joab, was the leader of the three. He wielded his spear against 300 and killed them. His reputation equaled that of the three. He was considered twice as great as the group of three. He became their commander, but he did not belong to the group of three. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, a courageous man from Kabzeel, did great things. He struck down two lions of God from Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in a cistern on a snowy day. He also killed an Egyptian who was 7.5 feet tall. The Egyptian was holding a spear like a weaver's beam. Benaiah went down to him with a staff, snatched the spear from the hand of the Egyptian, and killed him with his own spear. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, accomplished these feats. His reputation equaled that of the three. Among the 30, he was considered great, but he did not belong to the three. David placed him over his bodyguards. These were the elite warriors of the armies. Asael, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, son of Dodo from Bethlehem, Shemoth, the Hararite, Elez, the Pelonite, Ira, son of Ikesh, the Tekoan, Abiezer from Anathoth, Sibekai, the Hushatite, Eli, the Aoite, Marai, the Netophatite, Eled, son of Beana, the Netophatite, Ittai, son of Ribai from Gibeah of Benjamin, Benaiah the Piriathonite, Hurai from the ravines of Gaash, Abiel the Arbatite, Asmaveth the Bahurumite, Eliaba the Shealbanite, the sons of Hashem the Gizanite, Jonathan son of Shigah the Hararite, Ahiam son of Sakar the Hararite, Eliphal son of Hefer the Makaritite, Ahijah the Pelonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Naarai the son of Ezbai, Joel the brother of Nathan, Mibhar son of Hagri, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Beerotite, the armor-bearer of Joab son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad son of Ali, Adina son of Shiza the Reubenite, a leader of the Reubenites, who had 30 men with him, Hanan son of Maacah, and Jehoshaphat the Mithnite, Uzziah the Ashtaratite, Shammah and Jael, the sons of Hotham the Ararite, Jediah son of Shimri, and his brother Joah the Tizzite, Eliel the Maavite, and Jerubai and Joshaviah, the sons of Elnaam, and Ithmah the Moabite, Eliel and Obed and Jaaziel the Mezobite. These are the men who came to David at Ziklag when he was a fugitive from Saul, son of Kish. They were among the warriors who helped him wage war. Among them were relatives of Saul from Benjamin, who were able to use bow and arrow, and to sling stones right-handed or left-handed. Their leader was Ahiezer, along with Joash, son of Shimeah, the Gibeathite, Jaziel and Pilet, sons of Asmaveth, Berechiah and Jehu, the Anathothite, Ishmaiah, the Gibeonite, a powerful warrior among the 30 and over the 30, Jeremiah and Jahaziel and Yohanan and Jozabad, the Gederatite, Eluzai and Jeremot and Bealiah and Shemariah and Shephatiah, the Harophite, Elkanah, Ishia, Azarel, Joazer and Jashobim, the Korathites, Joelah and Zebediah, sons of Jeroam from Gedor. Some men from Gad defected and went to David at the stronghold in the wilderness. They were powerful warriors, military men, skilled for war with shield and spear, with faces like lions and with speed like gazelles on the mountains. Azer the head, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Yohanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, and Makbani the 11th. These men from Gad were leaders of the army. The less capable were leaders for 100, the more capable for 1,000. These are the ones who crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it was overflowing all its banks. They forced those living in the valleys to the east and the west to flee. Men also came from Benjamin and Judah to David at the stronghold. David went out to meet with them and said to them, "If you have come to me with peaceful intentions to help me, my heart will be one with yours. But if you come to betray me to my enemies, even though there is no violence in my hands, the God of our fathers will see and judge." A spirit came upon Amazai, head of the 30. He said, "We are yours, David, and we are with you, son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to those helping you, for your God helps you." David received them and made them leaders of the troops. Acts 28. Once we were safely on shore, we learned that the island was called Malta. The natives showed us extraordinary kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it had started to rain and was cold. As Paul gathered a bundle of sticks and laid it on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened itself on his hand. When the natives saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer. Though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." However, Paul shook the snake off into the fire and was not harmed. The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead, but after they had waited for a long time and saw nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. In the nearby vicinity was an estate that belonged to a man named Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us and entertained us hospitably as his guests for 3 days. The father of Publius happened to be sick in bed, suffering from a fever and dysentery. Paul went to him, prayed, laid his hands on him, and healed him. After that happened, others on the island who were sick also came and were healed. They honored us in many ways, and when we were going to sail, they put on board whatever we needed. After 3 months, we set sail in an Alexandrian ship that had wintered at the island. Its figurehead was the twin brothers. We put in at Syracuse and stayed there 3 days. From there, we sailed up the coast and arrived at Rhegium. After 1 day, a south wind sprang up, and on the second day we came to Puteoli. There we found some brothers and were invited to stay with them for 7 days. And so we came to Rome. The brothers there heard the news about us and came as far as the Forum of Appius and 3 taverns to meet us. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and was encouraged. When we entered Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with a soldier who guarded him. 3 days later, Paul called together the leaders of the Jews. When they had assembled, he said to them, "Gentlemen, brothers, although I had done nothing against the people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was handed over as a prisoner from Jerusalem to the Romans. After they interrogated me, they wanted to release me because there was no grounds for the death penalty in my case. But when the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, not that I had any charge to bring against my own people. That is why I ask to see you and speak to you, since it is because of the hope of Israel that I am bound with this chain." They said to him, "We have not received any letters about you from Judea, and none of the brothers who came here has reported or said anything evil about you. But we would like to hear from you what you think, because we know that people everywhere are speaking against this sect." They set a day to meet with Paul, and even more of them came to the place where he was staying. From morning till evening, he explained and testified about the kingdom of God. He also tried to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and the prophets. Some were convinced by what he said, but others continued in their unbelief. They were arguing with one another and began to leave after Paul made this one statement: "The Holy Spirit spoke the truth to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet. Go to this people and say, you will keep hearing, yet never understand. You will keep seeing, yet never perceive. For the heart of this people has grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation from God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will listen." For 2 whole years, Paul stayed in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to visit him. He was preaching the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without anyone stopping him. Psalm 9, 1 through 12. Praise for God's righteous judgment. For the choir director, according to The Death of the Son, a psalm by David. I will thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell about all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will make music to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish from your presence. For you have upheld my rights and my cause. You sat on the throne judging righteously. You have rebuked the nations, and you made the wicked perish. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. As for the enemy, their destruction is complete and final. You have uprooted cities. Memory of them has perished with them. The Lord is seated forever. He has established his throne for judgment. The Lord himself will judge the world in righteousness. He will judge the peoples with fairness. The Lord will be a refuge for those who have been crushed, a refuge for times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Make music for the Lord, who is seated in Zion. Proclaim his deeds among the peoples. Yes, he who avenges bloodshed remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Proverbs 19, 1 through 3. Better to be a poor person who walks in his integrity than one with perverse lips who is a fool. Zeal without knowledge is certainly not good, and a person who acts hastily sins. A person's own foolishness undermines his way, but his heart rages against the Lord. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for helping us to complete another week. each step, each day. Thank you for your mercy, your patience, your grace. Forgive us for the damage that we do. But we continue to seek the truth. We continue to seek your will. We continue to walk with you and ask your Holy Spirit to lead us on the narrow path that leads to life, knowing that you will. We simply have to do our part in being awake, aware, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a willingness to walk the path. And so thank you for another week of practice. We look forward to all that you have yet to teach us and transform within us in the days and weeks and months ahead. Come, Holy Spirit, and lead us into all truth in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app, these are home base. So certainly get connected, be connected. The app is the way to go through the scriptures here around the global campfire. For example, we visited Malta today, where Paul was shipwrecked. I see it vividly. We filmed Malta, and that is incorporated into the app for today, so you can see Malta as well. See the place where Paul was shipwrecked, see kind of how this all played out. Check it out. It's worth it. Check out the community section. There are so many things there, like the music from the Daily Audio Bible. You can find that there. You can record a video, put your testimony there. That is a beautiful section that you can find in the watch section. Just explore the community section and get familiar and get connected in any way that you can. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you, and I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Just Right for Jesus, and today I'm calling in for Brian, our pastor. I've been in deep thought a lot lately, thinking about what you've done here and how it's so special and unique. You created a safe place for tens of thousands of us all over the world to come and rest in God's Word. You created a platform that 24/7, 365 days a year, day or night, is alive and can bring people closer to repentance, closer to healing, closer to prosperity, closer to forgiveness, and most importantly, closer to Christ. I've heard of people using their brain to make money while they sleep, but I've never heard of someone who used their brain to find a way to lead people to Christ even when they're asleep. You have a special place in my heart, my friend. 20 years and you never miss the day. That alone is so beautiful and such a testament. We all have very difficult, heartbreaking moments, and we all have days where we don't feel like ourselves, don't have the same energy and encouragement as normal, and yet still, rain or shine, you made it through. You stayed committed for all of us. Your sacrifice to stay dedicated without fail for 20 years, it means so much to me, Brian. Thank you. Your sacrifice is noted. Your efforts are recognized. Your hard work has paid off tremendously. Your loyalty to God first is clear to see. Your love for your family is clear to see. Your love for this community and app is clear to see. And the change you have made in this world forever through Christ is clear to see, Brian. Well done, you good and faithful servant of the Most High God. I love you, and I pray you and your family have a blessed long walk today. And just remember, family, if you don't feel like you belong where you're at, or you don't fit in with the circles in your life, just know you're always just right for Jesus. I love you, family.
Hey, Dabbers, this is the Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. We are praying for Daniel Johnson Jr. I don't know what's going on with you exactly, but you're calling and just praying for other people. You could tell you were up against the ropes, so we're praying for a hedge of protection for your mind, supernatural provision for your life. Love you, man. Have a great day.
Hi, family. It's Tamika, the Harrisburg Cardinal over here in PA. And I'm calling because I have a nephew that is fighting for stage cancer. Right now, he's got a very rare type of cancer that wraps around his organs that usually only attacks children. He's almost 5. He's been in Hershey Med for weeks now, doing all kinds of chemo treatments, and it's a long road, and I just pray that you will just keep Maximus in your prayers. That's his name, as well as all those that don't call in but have a heart to call in, all those that need to call in but are too scared to call in. Father, I pray that you will touch those that are walking the line, the fine line, or even a line that just is not them. Holy Spirit, please help them hear your voice. Please call them back. Please call us all together for your name and for your glory, and continue to bless the DAB in all that you do. I thank you so much for this platform with everything in me. In Jesus' mighty name, I call for praise report. Amen.
Hey, family. This is Robert D. from Tennessee calling concerning Joe, the van driver. God has chosen to heal him in an ultimate way. He has passed away today, July 7th. I'd like to thank you all for your prayers and ask that you pray continually for his wife and children. They need God's help and God's comfort in this time of loss. Thank you, family. God bless you all.
Good morning. I want to lift up some prayer requests from today. First is the grandmother who called in for her grandson. I think she said he just turned 17 or 18. And due to some past, sounds like maybe childhood trauma or trauma in his adolescent years, he's just choosing rebellion and violence. And so we just lift him up, Lord, and we ask that you reach his heart. You speak to his heart. You heal the parts that are wounded. And we know there's never... The wounds don't ever go away. They just become scar tissue. And it serves as a way to remember what we've been through, but also the provision and healing that you provide us, Lord. So just look after him. And I pray for the settlement case this grandmother is involved in, that it would just go according to what is just and true. I want to also lift up Melissa. I believe that's her name. She just wanted general prayer for her family. They had a death of a close cousin and some ER visits within the family. And so we just pray for safety and protection over them, that you would heal physically what's needs healing, but also that you would heal and just minister to whatever it needs they have in their hearts and minds and souls. And also for the woman who called in, she's 70 and learning a new job, and her son, I believe she said, lost his job this last week. So we just pray for the practical things, Lord. We think about the Lord's Prayer that you gave your disciples. We just ask for daily bread for this family, that you would just use this time to allow them to dig in with their faith and trust you, Lord.
Father, I come before you with my brothers and sisters here on Daily Audio Bible. This is Hopeful in Colorado. I'm praying for my cousin Eddie as he goes for surgery on the 13th of July to remove his voice box because of throat cancer. And it's a pretty extensive surgery with a lot of skin grafts and things like that. And pray that you would be with him and be with his wife as they relearn how to communicate, and praise you so much for this technology that is available for him to be able to continue to communicate, and pray that the surgeons and the nurses and everyone would be directed by your great healing power. I pray this in Jesus' name and just ask that Eddie would feel love and hope. Thank you, friends.